in the limelight.
The Turkish fires have been fueled by a southern European heat wave fed by hot air from North Africa, which has also seen chaos grip other parts of the Mediterranean in the recent days. Experts have warned that climate change is increasing both the frequency and intensity of wildfires. In this regard, we have prepared a news report for you written by staff of Al Jazeera English. This article is published under the heading, Wildfires Cause Further Devastation in Turkey and Greece. Stay tuned for more. Death toll in Turkey rises to 8. Greeks hospitalized with respiratory problems and many left homeless. The death toll from 6 straight days of wildfires in Turkey has risen to 8. While in neighboring Greece, firefighters were attempting to contain a blaze that has destroyed houses and hospitalized more than a dozen people. The Turkish fires have been fueled by a southern European heat wave fed by hot air from North Africa, which has also seen chaos grip other parts of the Mediterranean in recent days. Experts have warned that climate change is increasing both the frequency and intensity of wildfires. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis warned recently that Greece is suffering its worst heat wave since 1987, as forecasters said temperatures could reach 45 degrees in the coming days. The intense heat has helped fan wildfires that have destroyed more than 3,000 hectares of pine and olive groves in the country's west recently. Elsewhere in Europe, more than 800 flare-ups were recorded over the weekend in Italy, mainly in the south, the country's fire brigade said. A second straight day of wildfires in Sicily forced people to leave their homes and saw the local Catania Airport temporarily shut down. In Spain, firefighters backed by water bomber aircraft battled a wildfire that broke out near San Juan Reservoir, about 70 kilometers east of Madrid. That blaze was stabilized overnight, but authorities urged people to stay away from the reservoir, a popular bathing spot for residents of a Spanish capital. Chandra Bhushan, chief executive officer of the nonprofit International Forum for Environment, Sustainability and Technology, iForest Research Organization, said the wildfires were linked with extreme temperatures, a longer drought period, a low level of humidity, and high wind speeds. Bhushan told Al Jazeera, "There are climatic conditions being created which are so favorable for wildfires. That is why you're seeing all these incidents happening in the Mediterranean region. And all of them can be linked to climate change." In Turkey, 2 people died in the Mediterranean coastal city of Manavgat, raising the town's death toll to at least 7, Minister of Health Fertin Koca said. In recent days, at least 1 person has also died in Marmaris. 27 people were still being treated in hospitals in impacted areas, while thousands have been evacuated from their homes. Scores of fires across several provinces on Turkey's Aegean and Mediterranean coasts broke out, fanned by strong winds and scorching temperatures. While the majority have been extinguished, responders were still taking 7 blazes in the coastal provinces of Antalya and Muğla, popular tourist areas, and in Tunceli, southeast Turkey. Many villagers have lost properties and farm animals, while locals and tourists have fled vacation resorts in boats. The wildfires are the worst of their kind in at least a decade, with nearly 95,000 hectares burned so far this year, compared with an average of 13,516 at the same point in the years between 2008 and 2020. Supports from Iran, Russia, and Ukraine have been deployed to help Turkish firefighters. Planes from Spain are expected to arrive, while one from Croatia will join efforts, an EU official said. Al Jazeera's Resul Serdar, reporting from Managa, said international efforts and solidarity were ramping up amid the crisis. He said Turkey is going through its worst forest fires in its modern history now. Serdar added that Turkish experts had suggested it was very possible the blazes were triggered by climate change and global warming. In Greece, firefighters tried to contain a wildfire burning in the western region of Patras that destroyed homes and left 15 people in hospital with breathing problems after erupting over the weekend, local authorities said. 5 villages in the area, which sits about 210 kilometers west of the capital, Athens, were evacuated. The mayor of nearby village, Dimitris Kalopoulos, called the situation an immense catastrophe. Flames consumed approximately 30 houses, barns, and stables in the villages of Zyria, Kamaris, Akias, and Labiri. "We slept outside overnight, terrified that we would not have a house when we woke up," a Labiri resident told Greek TV station Sky. Firefighters were also tackling a blaze on the island of Rhodes near the Turkish coast.